Well, good after, good evening. Listen to me. Okay, good evening. I will say good afternoon. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Nina and Linus. We're so glad that you are here joining us. The time is a little bit after 6, about 6:02 and 9:02 on the East Coast. And, of course, the show is brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914, and the website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is here. Of course, she's your moderator. Time to time, we'll have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts, too. Now, for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in the evening. And if you're not ready for a reading, well, you can always donate, but please subscribe to the website. If nothing else, just go there and be a subscriber, because in January we'll be starting a newsletter, a monthly newsletter. So you definitely want to be one of the subscribers. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Monday night from 6 to 7, because you just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. All right, let me bring in my co-host and the manager of the Essence of Success, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're having a fantastic evening. It's cold up here in Alberta, Canada. That's all I got to say about that. Cold, snowy, wet, and slippery. Yay, I love winter. Not somebody saved me.
You're kidding. You guys got snow already?
Yeah, it's been on the ground since Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's here to stay, I think, this time. But, yeah, Friday we had tons and tons and tons of snow, and it made driving impossible for most drivers. So we had a lot of car accidents. Saturday was a nice, warm day. It melted everything. And then it started with the freezing rain. So, yeah, you can darn well probably imagine what our roads are like.
Sorry.
But if you don't know how to drive in it, you shouldn't live here. That's all I got to say. All right, I'm ready.
That's
to start
the truth. Okay, well, I'll do this quick prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. And just a reminder, you folks, don't forget to get out and vote tomorrow, okay? All righty. And also, you know, it's the new moon, too. Well, it's on Wednesday. But just to let you know, do your intentions, as Nina always tells you. Okay, well, Nina said we're ready to go, so let's get the show going. Our first caller is area code 336. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
This is Selena. How are all y'all?
Oh, fine. And say your name again. I'm sorry.
Selena.
Selena, okay. Well, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are y'all?
Terrific.
We're good.
Cool. Well, so my question is this. Before, I had been looking for a job, but now, and I still need to look for a job, but now things have changed at work, and some recent events are making me very concerned about what's going to happen next. As far as, I'm going to probably get my notice soon, because I don't want to be let go. Because I think I will be let go, and then I don't think that they're going to pay me the money that I was owed, and so I don't know how soon that's going to happen or what's so any kind of light that you can shed on this employment situation, and hopefully I'll find something soon afterwards, but I'm kind of worried.
Angels are jumping up the phone, and they're telling me to tell you, do not quit this job until you have another one.
So I might be fired soon.
It doesn't matter. Do not quit this job until you have another one. Stick it out. They have to pay you out if they let you go.
Okay. Are they? Is the CEO close to the point of firing me?
No, you're not going to be fired.
Really? Okay.
Mm-mm. No, I don't know why you think that. Mm-mm. Go ahead,
yeah,
Nina. I'm
because
sorry.
I was written up last week for something really small, and it was just a feeling that I got afterwards, and I feel like, and he really treated me like it was horrible. It's a hostile work environment, and I was like, it's been making me really sick, and so I was like, I don't know how much more of it I can take, and plus just how he's been treating me, I don't know if he's close to the point of letting me go.
Yeah, well, you know what? If your labor laws are anything like they are up here, if they lay you off, you can collect EI, right, unemployment insurance. But
yeah.
if you leave a job, then you don't get any. So let them lay you off. They're not going to fire you. They're going to lay you off if they're going to do anything. At least then you can collect benefits. I think you're going to find another job right away, but find that job before you leave this one.
Okay.
Lannis, what are you picking
up?
Yeah.
I'm picking up 7 days. I want you this week to put in applications every place that you can think of till you're tired. Because I see in 7 days you're somewhere else working. And I got a real good feeling, really good feeling.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like real quick, real quick. So this is your time right now to go ahead and get those applications in. And it's just quick. It's like you'll be able to, by the time that they lay you off, you'll be starting, the following few days, you'll be starting your new job.
Do you think that he'll actually pay the money that's owed to me?
Yes, he has to by the labor standards.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. I seriously thought that he any day was going to fire me. And I guess maybe he changed his mind, or I don't know what happened, but you're both saying that you don't think that that's about to happen?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
No. I agree with Nina. If it's anything, it'll be a layoff, but that will be to your benefit, not theirs.
But even though
I don't even think you'll be doing unemployment, because you're going to get another job so quick that it's not going to be that much like a one-day gap or something, and you're on the next job.
Well, that's really
good.
For
3 days.
I think after what happened last week, it really made me think, why would you do that unless you wanted to get rid of someone, you know, because I was written up for something that I should have never gotten written up for, and he talked to me in a way that was just, no one should be talked to that way, ever. And so that's why I'm just kind of like, there's something onto that. So for him to act that way and then that's it is kind of, that's why I'm just kind of trying to understand is like what happened, like what was the point of him doing all that?
I'm getting that.
Let's just say he's not the nicest person.
Yeah.
I'd leave it like that. He's just not the nicest person. Your move is time. The universe is telling you it's time for you to move on. So, yeah, please put in those applications. Yep.
Okay, well, I'll do that. And trust
let us know.
Works out time-wise. I will. I'll let you know.
Yeah, because it's going to happen quick. So today's Monday. Tomorrow, get those applications going. Get them out. Because
okay.
I see it as a real quick turnaround. Like you're 3 days top if you're between work. You stop on Wednesday. By Monday morning, you're working. You know,
okay.
That's what I'm visualizing that I see, that it's real quick. So, yeah. Go for it. Universe is just telling you it's time. You did your part there. It's time to move on. So good for you.
That's what I think. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful rest of the week, and thanks for calling. Okay, next caller, area code 704. You're on the air with Nina and Lannis. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Brittany. How are y'all doing?
Hi, Brittany. Good to hear from you. We're doing great. How's your day going?
Today is going well. It's going well.
Okay.
I just called to do a general reading on my love life, like wherever spirit leads you at, just a message, you can just tell me.
Okay, so you're not seeing anybody right now, are you? Or is there anybody that you're sweet on?
Yeah, it's someone that I'm sweet on or whatever. But, you know, I'm just taking it one day at a time.
Well, why don't we concentrate on that person if you're interested in him? You don't want us to concentrate on him?
Yes, you can.
Okay, what's his first name?
His first name is Q.
Girl, I can't hear you. Speaking through the phone.
Q. His name is Q.
Q? Okay.
Yes.
Q, like the letter Q.
Yes.
Which is probably a nickname. Okay. I feel jiggly like jello all over. I got to ask you, Brittany, when you're around him sometime, do you just like melt like ice cream around him? Or, you know what I'm saying? You just feel so good.
Yes.
You're like, okay. Because I'm feeling that. I'm feeling like jello. Like, it's good. It's a good feeling, but it's like, let's see. What is he looking for and where is he going? I'm trying to see.
I feel like the reason why I'm taking it slow because I feel like he done been through a lot. So I feel like in a way he wants to be with me, but then in a way like he'll say what he want, but then he'll pull back. So it's going to be a really slow, long process with us.
That's better.
Like
you know, it's better to be friends first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, better be friends because in that way you get an understanding and communication and all that good stuff. Because if you start out real intense, you don't know. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
I have a question, Brittany. Does he have children in his life?
Yes, he does. He has three.
Okay. Yeah, I saw them. It's a good idea to take things slow with him. Be friends first and then worry about the rest because of his three children. His head is, and his heart is probably a little bit torn right now.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
I think if you take things slow, it will work out. But if you push him too hard, he'll walk away.
Yeah.
Lennis, have you got anything else?
I was just going to piggyback on that and say don't be demanding, you know.
I'm not demanding at it at all. Like, you know, he has to meet me halfway in the center. Like, I can't just do everything. But I'm a very easygoing person.
Okay.
Yeah. He has to be willing. But thank you.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Very good. You're welcome, and have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling, Brittany.
You too.
Good to hear from you. Okay, babe. All right, next caller is area code 804. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, good evening, ladies. My name is Hugh. I'm looking to see if you can pick up on, I'm looking to donate a very powerful licensing opportunity. I was hoping to, I have a number of people looking at it. I was hoping to get it launched over the holidays to carry on the spirituality globally throughout the entire year after the holidays and to tamp down the chaos. I don't know how people are looking at it. I'm not getting feedback. It's pretty simple. Are they overcomplicating it, or are they just not seeing the vision that I have for some reason?
Is your vision a spiritual one, or are you talking about business?
Yes, it's not about religion. It's
spiritual,
all about spirituality. Yes, right.
Okay. Do you do readings too, Hugh?
No, I'm a global visionary, though. I'm empathic.
Okay.
I,
Ah, that's what I'm picking up. Okay, because I can feel you, and I feel like you're sensitive that you could tell me things. But anyway, okay, Miss Nina.
What I picked up when you first started talking was they're not ready for you yet.
That's a shame.
It is a shame, but yeah, they are not ready for you yet. Why I'm saying that is we just need to get past this new moon. Now, once we get past the new moon, which is on Wednesday, give it another 5 days after that. So that would bring it to what? What's the date on Wednesday?
The seventh.
Right.
Okay, looking at Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Yeah, I would still Monday or Tuesday probably. Yeah, no, yeah, Monday or Tuesday next week. And then you should have a more positive response to this. I can feel you. You are very powerful. And it kind of scares people at times.
Well, I've had quite a bizarre life, and I heard you mention you're starting a newsletter. If you keep my number, I'd like to talk to you off air and help you with that, because I have a globally recognized last name and quite a bizarre life that I've led, like a Waysho and a Phoenix Rising, but the stories aren't all about me, but it's about me showing you how my spirituality has seen me through some pretty interesting circumstances that a lot of people are going through, plus a whole lot more.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, she definitely has a story to tell. Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
yeah,
Nina.
Can you write Hugh's number down, and we can contact him and talk to him more about this?
Oh, wonderful. I sure can. And Hugh, if you don't mind us calling and speaking with you privately?
Not at all, because I don't do the email or the texting. That might be part of the reason that things have not been as manifesting as quickly, but there's reasons for that too. And so I'd be delighted if you don't get me. Just be sure to leave a message the best time and number to call you back. But yes, I'd love to do what I can to help you. It's really time for people to look at their lives and understand that we're all spiritual beings. 100 years is like the blink of an eye in terms of eternity. I believe we all incarnate to learn the lesson of unconditional love. As we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves, and we will be accountable for everything we do here.
Thank you. What a wonderful message.
Agreed. Amen.
A wonderful message, and I fully support you and what you are saying and doing. You don't know me, but I am a Reiki master. I'm registered as a holistic healer here in Canada. So, yeah, spirituality is part of my life.
Yes, I've been up to Alberta, Edmonton. I drove the Alcan Highway with my father and his wife many years ago up to, we went to Whitehorse and put the car on a flatbed and took it down all the way to Skagway, Alaska, through all the Gold Rush passes and everything, and then put it on a ferry and went down to Prince Rupert and over to Banff. It was quite a trip.
Yeah, and then you would have seen probably the best of Alberta going through the Rocky Mountains. It's beautiful. That's where my heart and my is in those Rockies. So, yes, Hugh, I would very much like to talk to you, and maybe we can feature you on one of our shows.
Wonderful. I'll let you move on, and thank you so much. I know that these things need to manifest, and maybe I'm over anxious, but I do always say it's in God's time and in God's way, not mine. So thank you so much again.
Oh, yes. Nina will be in touch with you, Hugh. Thank you so much for calling the show. We appreciate
that. All right. God bless, ladies.
God bless you too, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Like I said, Miss Nina is in there, of course. And be sure and push 1 so you can get in the queue. Okay? All righty. Next call. Oh, stop it. Next caller is area code 613. You're on the air with Nina and Linus.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just want to ask about a man named Chris. Just wondering when you see him and I getting back together as a couple or just seeing each other romantically.
Okay, and what is his first name again, please?
Chris.
Okay. I wasn't for sure. I wanted to make sure, so it's Chris. All righty. What's going on with his body?
Not sure.
Upper back quadrant, upper part of his back. Okay. Feeling something in his back. Sorry, that just came up right away while I was concentrating on him. I'm feeling love from him. I'm not understanding what the problem is. You two are not communicating or seeing each other, or you're on and off again?
Yeah, yeah. Both, like, not communicating very much and on and off. Did you say you're feeling love from him?
No, I'm not. Sorry, I'm not.
Okay, I don't know. I feel like a loving feeling. But you go ahead, Nina. Yours is probably more defiant than mine, defined.
Yeah, I'm feeling that he's got some, he's angry with you about something.
Oh, okay.
Not sure what, and it's just a little something. It's nothing major, but he is angry with you about something. We need to clear that up, whatever it is. And like I said, I'm not picking up exactly what it is, but as soon as you said his name, I picked up the anger.
That must be why I got the back and forth.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. I was just thinking that's why I got the back and forth. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Lennox. It's back and forth, because he's still not over what it is he's angry with you about. Like I said, it's nothing major, nothing that's going to disrupt your world, but he is holding on to this for some reason. Not saying that Lennox isn't right, that there isn't love around him or in him, but there's definitely some anger there.
Do you see him reconciling and getting back together, or like seeing each other again?
Well, when you started talking, the first thing that came to me was no. The angels were saying no, that you're not going to get back together. And I think it's got to do with whatever he's angry with you about. I think maybe if you can figure that out and get past it, you may have a chance. But if you can't, no. Lennox, are you picking up anything different?
Well, I'm getting communication, and I'm seeing violet, the color violet. I don't know what that means. I know colors have a meaning, but I'm seeing violet between them, almost like an energy, long horizontal energy.
Yeah.
What is violet? Is that your color or his color?
I know, like that's a favorite color of mine. But...
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. So it's your energy. Okay. Well, I was just seeing it, so I didn't know how it resonated with you. Only thing I would say is if you you two don't get back together and you want closure, is communication with the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's what I picked up was back and forth. That's why I wondered, well, why aren't you? I could feel the love, but I kept seeing like a bouncing ball. You got it, then he has it, then you got it, and I'm like, mm-mm, something's not right.
Yeah, I don't think I've really done anything. Like, I haven't done anything to him. You know, like, it's... He basically doesn't communicate very well, and I tried to communicate with him. I don't know. But I haven't done anything specifically that he would be angry, like nothing that's like where I, you know, let's say like cheated or, you know, like I've not done anything like that whatsoever.
No, I told you it was nothing major. Whatever he is angry about is nothing major, and that it would be really easy to clear up. I think maybe he misunderstood something he said, and he's holding on to that. So, yeah, communication is a big stumbling block for you two, and if you can't get past that, you're not getting anywhere.
Okay, so you don't see us seeing each other at all then?
Not unless you can get past this communication barrier.
Yeah.
Are you anything different?
No. I just feel that he's a man that holds on to things. He doesn't let them go
yep.
very easily. So, yeah. I think mainly it's just communication. It's communication, but he's not one to let things go very easily when he's hurt. So it's just something for you to think about, which you probably already know that anyway. So, all right, Miss Donna, we're going to wish you the best and put you on the prayer list and hope the communication works out between the two of you. Okay?
Yep, thank you.
Sorry we didn't have better news or greater news for you. All right, have a good week, and know that you're loved, young lady. All right, next caller is area code 812. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm good.
All right.
Okay.
What can we
my
answer for you today?
My question is, what do you guys see with me regarding to love?
Regarding what? I'm sorry?
Regarding love, but there is somebody on my mind, but I was just wondering what you guys pick up.
Okay, well, who's the person on your mind? Let's check him out, see if he's a guy
okay.
for you.
Okay.
Just the first name. Don't
Michael.
Give us the last name. Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Michael.
Before we get on to Michael, I got to tell you, just as you were talking, my guys were telling me, are you taking your medicine correctly? You're supposed to be taking some
yeah.
medicine, or are you taking, okay, because they're saying they
mm-hmm.
hope that you're taking it correctly and not missing whenever you're supposed to take it. Something is being healed,
okay.
So I'm not going to put your business out there, but anyway, just, you know, take it till you finish it, and then you're done. It's a done deal.
Okay.
Let's see what's going on with Michael. He's a handful. He's a car.
Yeah,
he's a pistol. Yeah, the angels are telling me he's a handful.
Lennis,
yes, ma'am.
You're not going to believe when you, just before you said that, you know what I saw? Hands.
What?
I saw hands, as in he's a handful.
Oh! Oh, poor Michael. Yeah, he is. You got patience, Nicole?
Yeah, very.
Oh, bless your heart, bless your heart. He's not a bad guy. He's got maybe two or three issues that he needs to work on. But sometimes he's scattered, sometimes he's focused, he's right on. But it's like I think when you two are together, you can put him into focus, you know, and then when he walks out the door, he's right back to where he was before. Like, I just told you that. Were you listening? You know, like, yeah, okay, Nicole. Oh, yeah, example. I'm saying patience because I'm not, I mean, the guys and the angels are not telling me that you shouldn't be with him. What are you seeing, Nina?
Well, I'm just seeing that he, yes, he's a handful, and he's a jokester, too.
Yes, uh-huh. I got that he likes the clown. I didn't want to say that at first, that he was a joke. Yeah, I saw that, too. He's kind of a fun guy, you know, in a way.
Yeah,
he has these things about him, but then he's fun. He's fun to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Nina.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I picked up that he's a jokester. He's fun to be around. He's a handful. He can be a little moody, but easy to get out of that mood. All you have to do is tell him a good joke. Like, he is fun. He really is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he is. He's a fun guy. You just got to rein him back in, Nicole. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Just when he gets out there, way out there in left field, you know, it's like, okay, baby, come back this way. You're getting too far now. Rein him back in, as they say. But, yeah, he's not a bad guy. I like him. It's fun. I mean, I feel good of his whole being. So, yep.
Yeah.
So patience, young lady.
Do you see us getting back together? Because we were once married and we got divorced this past February.
Whoa. Now you throw that at us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Anything's possible. With him,
that's just what I was going to say. Yep. That's just what I was going to say. You know, Nicole, sometimes people can't be married, but they can still be together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like the Oprah Steadman thing. They do great.
Mm-hmm.
They never got married, but it's like, for all intents and purposes, Jesus, that they've been married. They've been together for 20-some years. And maybe that's how you two are. You know, being married together,
exactly.
No. But in this vein, like being real good friends, supportive, you know, and loving of each other, it works.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
Yep. It works.
It's just right now he lives in Florida. I live in Indiana, so the distance is hard, but we communicate through emails and stuff like that. But right now he's in a situation. He's incarcerated and won't get out to May. That's where the handful comes in. But I've been there supporting him, though.
Okay.
Jokester self got him into trouble, did it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Okay, well then, Lennis was right about reining him in. You are going to have to be very strong. And you know what? You know what? You go for it, girl. You will know if it's time for you to step back.
Yeah.
Because you know him already, so you know when it will be time if you need to get out of the picture. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you do know him, and you do know when it's time to step back. So, keep talking.
Yeah.
Make sure he has changed and he isn't going to do whatever it was that he did do.
Mm-hmm.
Something stupid.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was something stupid. It was.
I know. He's not a bad person, you know. Like Nina and I are saying, he's a jokester, but you know.
Yeah, but he's not a bad person, but he makes the wrong decisions sometimes. But I think him being incarcerated, it has taught him a lot. Being in there.
Well, it's made him reflect on his life and the things that he's doing. So yeah. But you can help him. You're going to be the one that's going to help him. So just remember, like Nina said, you know, when you it gets to a point that you don't feel comfortable with this anymore, or you want to be bothered with him, you'll know when to walk away or to be together again, but with a better understanding and boundaries. Boundaries is very important in your relationship. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for calling, and have a wonderful evening.
No, you too. All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh. Come on. There we go. All right, next caller is area code 706. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
706, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, could you hear me?
Yeah.
Barely. Well, I can barely hear you. Can you speak into it? Okay. Okay. And
okay,
who's this, please?
My name
who's
is Shanithia.
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 Okay. Hi, Shanithia. Welcome to the show. What can we help you with?
Okay, recently I ran into my ex 2 days ago. We haven't seen each other in a year at the store. How did he feel after we met after that day? I want to know surrounding what was going on in his mind.
Did he meet you at the school?
No, at the store. We actually ran. He actually came in the store that I was at.
Oh, you ran into each other. Okay, so you're not together. You just want to know if you two are going to get back together?
Mm-hmm.
No. No. No, you're not.
Okay.
Sorry, but no.
Okay. Okay.
Why are you
down?
What's going on with you? I'm getting depressed. What's going on with you? I know your life isn't based around this guy. So what's going on?
Mm-mm.
You're hurting about
really.
Something.
I haven't started working.
Yeah,
a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. I haven't started really working yet. That's one. And kind of a little bit of relationship problem.
Are you in a relationship now with somebody else?
It's kind of a relationship. He's incarcerated right now, so it's kind of hard to say, like, if I'm going to stay with him or just move on. So it's really kind of desperate.
Okay, stop now. You need to move on. This is not a good relationship. Move on.
No. I'm going to tell you, like you young people say, move on with the quickness, girlfriend. Okay, what y'all say now? Jump. Jump with it. My goddaughter told me that the other day. Jump with it. Yeah. Don't even look back. Be like Salt White. Keep your face going forward. Keep your dreams, your goals going forward, because that is a definite no. I'm 150% in agreement with Nina. Yep. That's not you, girlfriend. Yeah. That's. Don't worry about that. You know what? I want you to love yourself. And forgive yourself. And you know that there's God. I don't need to tell you that. I want you to love you and make yourself happy. So you need a job, then, you know, keep applying or whatever, whether it's temporary for right now, just something to help pay the bills, or if you can find a permanent one, that's good. But I want you to make you happy. You're number one right now. That's a priority is you. Because once you're happy, then everything else will fall into place. Then you'll meet the correct guy.
May I just intervene for 1 second? And happiness depends on you being yourself without any aid from any person, any drugs, any alcohol, or anything else. So you need to be you without any support from outside influence. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be praying for you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
Thank you.
And you understand what I'm saying to you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I figured you would. Okay, honey, get yourself a little bit better and give us a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Okay. We love you. All right, next call, area code 347. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika.
Hi.
What's going on, young lady? You're so bubbly. Good.
Thank you.
I need that. What can we answer for you today?
I wanted to check in with you guys to see what you guys see or pick up between me and someone named Frank, a gentleman named Frank, or what you see going on with him and me.
Okay. And his name is Frank? Is that correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. Is he 2 to 3 years older than you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does he come on sometime like a father figure to you than a boyfriend?
Sometimes, because he works at my job with me, so he kind of helps out me. He helps me sometimes, gives me like words of guidance. Sometimes when you can tell I'm stressed.
Okay, so he's kind of like a mentor to you as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting the fatherness, like he likes you, but it would be more like as a mentor, somebody to help you as you going up the ladder of life, learning about things. I'm not getting the romance. I'm getting like a mentor. I don't know.
Really?
Nina, what are you getting?
Take a step back. That's what they're telling me. Take a step back.
Okay. Yeah, I see him more as a mentor, not really in
really,
a relationship.
Really, because we are involved. It's just he's just hot and cold. So it's like, it's still kind of new. We've been seeing each other sort of for like a couple of weeks, but we haven't like gone out. We just have this thing at work. And when we are together, I feel like we enjoy each other, but it's like after, when we're outside of work, he hardly talks to me, and I don't know, you know, how he feels about me, or if anything's
going to okay, now, I'm going to give you the cliche that Miss Lennis always gives, you don't shit where you eat, right? You understand
mm-hmm.
that. You both work at the same job.
Mm-hmm.
You can laugh.
No,
I tell you, because if something happens, more than likely somebody's leaving. It's not going to be the man. It'd be the woman. So I just want you to be careful on that note. You know, but I see the guy. Nina's telling you step back, and I'm telling you I see him as a father figure or a mentor, somebody that would help you in your career goals.
Step back, young lady. Step back.
Why?
Lennis just told you why. Because if something happens in your relationship, you won't have a job.
Okay.
So if you want the relationship to work, find another job.
Yeah, it's not something about him. I just don't see a relationship. So it's probably good that you do step back. But I see the man is helping you, like I said, to put you on the path with your goals or mentoring. But a relationship, no, I'm not picking that up. I think maybe he's just being nice towards you right now.
Really? Because we have, like, we're involved. But all right.
Okay. Well, you know, no matter what me and Nina may tell you, it's up to you to make the decision what you want to do, right? We can tell you what we see through our angels and our guides, but the final decision is up to you, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. But I am going to tell you to be careful what
yeah.
you're doing. All right, girlfriend.
We're very discreet. I just didn't know if there's a future between me and him. But, you know, like if...
I'm telling you, this is Saturday night coming out, and nope.
Okay, Tamika. We love you, girl. You be careful here. Self-preservation is number one. To thy own self be true.
Are you saying no because he's just being like a player, or like he's just using me or something?
I'm telling you no because that's what my angels and my guides are telling me. They are telling me no. This is not a good relationship for you. Mm-hmm. Now, take it or leave it. That's our advice. I got nothing more to say on the subject.
Okay. Well, there you have it, Tamika. All right, girlfriend. All right. Have a good evening, and thanks for calling, and be safe out there.
Thank you.
All right. next caller is area code 929. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dawn. Hi, Nina. Hi, Linus.
Hi. Dawn.
Yes, Dawn.
hi.
Hey, girl. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. Just wanted to give you some good energy because the last callers had me a little down. So just wanted to say, hey, girl,
yeah.
Hey.
thank you, baby.
I just wanted to, just like the other callers too, I wanted to ask about my love life. Do you see Mr. Wright coming in anytime soon? Because the holidays are coming and Dawn gets kind of lonely. And, you know, I know what I want. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, all I can tell you, Dawn, is you are making my heart feel very light again. Thank you for that.
Thank you
for that. Because, like you said, the last few colors have been really heavy. So I do thank you. Now, as far as the right person coming into your life, it's going to happen. I'm going to say it's going to happen before the holidays. But, yeah, it will happen.
Oh, you both agree. Oh, yeah.
You know what? In fact, and you know me, I shoot from the hip. I'm Saturday night, Nina Sunday morning. But I get the most sexual feeling right before Christmas. This is what I'm feeling like, something very sexual. And it's good. I mean, it's good sex, baby girl. So I don't know who you getting ready to meet, but they're going to be off the chain as far as making love. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, they probably could go on tour. But, it's really strong. It's like the 24th, the 23rd or the 24th of December. Yeah. Woof. I'm trying to be good, God. I'm trying to be good.
That's a good sign. Yay, Mr. Rice on his way. I've been putting out there in the universe. I've been going out. I make myself visible. He can't find me in the house. And I've been having good energy. That's all.
Amen. Very good. Well, yes, you are going to meet him. And do call us after the holidays. You don't have to go into the intimacy, but just, girl, I had a good Christmas. I know you did.
I love you both. Thank you for that.
Oh, Lord.
And the faith. Thank you.
Well,
you're
thank
welcome,
you
Dawn.
for the laugh. We appreciate that. But, yeah, you're going to have good holidays. So enjoy, young lady.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Nina. Thank you, Lenny.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, honey. Appreciate it. Have a good week. Okay. Next caller is area code 469. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is LaSandra.
Okay, LaSandra. I like that. So how are you doing today, LaSandra? What's going on, young lady?
I'm fine. I was trying to see if you see a pregnancy.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Oh, excuse me, my Lord. It's right around the corner. And it's a little girl. And she's going to be 9 pounds, 5 ounces.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a cesarean birth. And her dad is tall. It's a tall guy. Yep. Again, Christmas will be good for you too. They just showed me all at once. I don't know what you're seeing, Nina, but I saw this little girl, And I even saw the baby after she's born, big baby, 9 pounds, 5 ounces. She's long, tall, but her dad is tall. And so that's where she gets it from. Healthy baby, no problem. Yeah, she's a healthy child. But you, November and December, I'm going to tell you, is your fertile months. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Just to let you know, these 2 months are your fertile months. So, you know, if you really do want a baby, that's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Just make sure it's
what... Congratulations, and Lennox, we got to move on because we have 2 more callers to complete in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Let's try and get to
okay,
those.
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right, Lasandra, thank you for calling, and we wish you the very best. You call us, girl. Call us when it's
I
that
will,
time. All right, congratulations. All right, next caller, area code 203. You're on the air with Lennox and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Victoria, how you doing?
Yes. I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
I was calling. I wanted to ask about my love life. What do you see with me and a man named Kyle in the future?
Okay. Okay, Victoria and Kyle. The left side of his body, did he just go through a surgery or healing or just get over something? Because it feels really good, the left side of my body, like it's healed. It feels good. Did he have any minor surgery or anything recently? Anyway, it's good. Whatever he was going through, I see the body is healed on the left-hand side. Because I'm feeling good, so.
Okay.
Kudos for him for that. Whatever he went through, he's okay now. Cramps. Okay. Miss Nina, what are you picking up on Kyle?
You know what? I'm not really picking up much on him for some strange reason. He's kind of reserved is what I'm picking up. Yeah, nice. It seems like he's a nice guy, but you have to pull his teeth out to get anything out of him.
Yeah, that is true.
He's not a great conversationist or communication. Yeah.
He could be a good conversationalist, but sometimes, you know, some things are like pulling teeth. But
yeah,
but he is a good man, though.
Yeah, I'm not picking up that he's a bad man. Getting any information out of him is like pulling teeth. You really have to go through like 2,000 questions to get an answer that's suitable.
Yeah.
Is that validation for you?
Yeah, that definitely
because you
sounds
say,
like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely true. Do you see us like things working out between us?
As long as you can handle the 1,000 questions.
Yeah, I was going to say communication and patience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Patience is the first word, and communications is the second. Because like Nina, I'm not picking up anything bad on the guy, but he's just not, you know, it's like, I'm trying to say it. Just say what's on your mind. Why do I have to go to Alabama and come back to California? Talk to me, you know. That's what I'm feeling about him. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Patience and communication. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
okay. All right,
thanks,
Victoria.
Thank you
for calling. All right. Have
thanks.
A wonderful week. You're welcome, honey. Okay, we got one more call, and we're going to get to this person. Area code 404. You're on the line with Nina and Lennox. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nancy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, you're most welcome, young lady. And what can we answer for you today? And welcome to the show.
Thank you. Just wondering, what do you pick up as far as, do you get good news coming to me as far as finances this year? I'm expecting a bank settlement, so I'm hoping it'll come through this year.
Right away, I got the end of December or the first week of January.
Oh, okay. You're going to love it.
Because right now, go ahead, Nina.
I picked up December 27th.
Oh, wow.
All right. Write that down, girl. Write that down. Merry Christmas.
Do you pick up it'll be a good amount? Because they haven't told me, disclosed the amount yet.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not picking up an amount. I just picked up the date, December 27th. That's all I picked up.
December 27th. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Two things came up, just to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got $15,000 and then I got $100,000.
Okay.
I don't
good.
Know. Those
awesome.
Are two things I heard, 15 or either $100,000.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much to you both.
Oh, you're most
welcome.
And you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. No problem. You
All
too.
Right. Okay. Nina, do you think we can or no?
No.
Okay. Area code 917, I'm sorry we won't be able to get to your call. We got like 2 minutes before the show goes out. So, Nina, go ahead. Let you take us out.
I just want to remind you all that the new moon is coming on Wednesday. Please, please, if you want something to change in your life, write your intentions on a piece of paper. Put it somewhere where the moon is going to hit it. And keep those intentions in your mind as you go to sleep that night. Good things are going to start happening soon. Now, I'm not going to say exactly when. I'm picking up there's going to be a major shift sometime next week. So, yeah, good things are going to start happening for everybody, including me. And hallelujah, after 2 months of this crap, I need something good to happen. So
amen.
Remember that it is Remembrance Day up here in Canada. And what do you call it down there, Lennox?
Veterans Day for our military. Yeah. It's Veterans.
Veterans Day on Sunday, November 11th. Please remember the veterans out there, the ones that have passed, the ones that fought so hard for us so we could have our freedom. So remember them and keep them in your prayers, because those that are still fighting for us suffer from PTSD a lot of times, and they sure do need our prayers. And they need our prayers to help them get through whatever they are fighting for. So remember them,
Amen.
Because they have given us the freedom that we now enjoy in both countries. So please remember them. And keep, Lennox and I have a prayer list, and we keep you all in our prayers and in our thoughts. And when we say we're going to pray for you, we do. But in return, I would like all of you to say a prayer for us as well, to keep us in good spirits, to keep us healthy, and to help us along our way, because we too suffer from financial, emotional, and everything else that comes along with being a human. So remember that as well. And God bless you all.
All right. And good night, everybody. Love you. If no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do. Love you, Nina.
Silence takes over. Saying all we need to say. There's endless possibility in the moves we can make. Your kisses.